Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
Hello, everybody.
So, what are we talking about tonight?
We have a lot of exciting stuff to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about manifestation of goals,
yes.
Goal achievement, goal creation, goal actualization, goal achievement.
Yes. Right?
We're actually, hang with us till the end today, because we're going to be doing a guided meditation with you all.
Yes, on goal setting and putting something that you want out into your future so that you can manifest it and create your success.
Exactly. Today we are going to be visiting the future in this guided meditation.
Yes. And
putting it's going to be specific to
whatever you want,
like a certain goal that you want to achieve.
Yeah. So that
really
you can make 2021 what you want it to be.
Ooh. This is not just your average visualization technique. It's an advanced visualization technique. There's a lot of components to it that are important that a lot of people overlook or they just don't know about.
It's true.
But some of them, they know about it and they overlook and they try and overly simplify something that is simple, but that does have some nuances to it and specific aspects that, yeah, you need to do if you really want to manifest your goals. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about goal manifestation. We're going to talk about creating what you want. We're going to be talking about you creating the success you want. The technique we call it is create your success, guided visualization technique.
Yes.
And it's just going to be a guided meditation that we're going to be doing with you. So
stick around.
We're going to do it with you, with us, with music. So it's going to be cool. So you'll be able to, if you're driving, we want you to keep your eyes open. But if in a little bit, if you're not driving,
then we'll assist you to put this goal into your timeline.
Close your eyes. Not yet. That was in quotes. Close your eyes and to enjoy the guided meditation. So here's the thing. We have to talk about just a little bit of science of the mind first before we do a guided meditation with you. We're not going to get into the whole detail of like what a SMART goal is. You know, what that means, you know, specific, a goal is measurable. You all know this stuff. You know, it's attainable, achievable, act as if is the A. R is realistic or relevant. Right. T is timed or timely. We do agree goals should be written down as SMART. We also believe that goals should be written down. Yeah. It's a Harvard study that was compelling, showing the importance of writing it down, where the small percentage of the class that came out of the master's in business and MBA program out of Harvard, the small percentage that wrote their goals down when they were tracked many years later, the very few. They had made more money together than all of the others combined.
That's a great.
And so this is important. There's data behind, you know, writing it down. This is important. So you got to write down your goals. You want to make them SMART. We can talk more about that, you know, later on. So if you have a goal in mind, we're even okay with it if you have a goal that is not written as SMART, but it's, you know, doing the best you can. Because it's going to be SMART no matter what.
Right.
But do your best. Be thinking about this while Shay and I are chatting a little bit and talking about science. Be thinking about a goal that you want to make sure that you achieve, you manifest, you create, whatever you, you know, accomplish. Whatever language you want to use.
Yep.
It's all fine by us. What is one that has got to happen for you in 2021? Yeah. It's got to happen. You remember what we talked about? We talked about the whole want, need, continuum. We've talked about this before, where, you know, when there's something that you don't care about, you don't care about. It's like way, way, way over here. And then there's something where all of a sudden you kind of start to want it. And then you really, really want it. And then you feel like you have to have it and you like must have it. And you really, 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 really want it. And then there becomes this line where you feel like you need it. Now, there's this thing that happens for most. By the way, the language might be slightly different for most, but for most, or might be slightly different for some. For most, literally, when someone needs it, they start restricting and constricting.
Yeah, and like
they restrict
like
the flow of energy, and they constrict it and strangle their goal.
And it closes off that energy from coming to
them.
We've
never met somebody who said, "I need money," who ever built prosperity. But we've met a lot of individuals that are like, "I must win, I must succeed, and I absolutely have to achieve some of these goals. It's very important to me," and they achieve it. So it's interesting. It's like, be careful, because there's this like fine line right here. It's like, don't care, want a little bit, want a lot, have to have it, must have it. And then there's a line and it's like, I need it. And then it's like, no, that's a bad, unhealthy level of obsession. If you're on this side of it, of need on this side of the line, then there's a healthy obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But need, keep want, let go of need.
Let go of need, yeah. Keep want. We need to talk about that goals, goal achievement processes or manifestation processes or guided meditations. It's not woo-woo. To some outside looking in, it might appear to be woo-woo. It's actually, there's a science to it. There's something there's a network of neurons in your brainstem called the reticular activating system.
Or the RAS for short.
Some say the RAS or some say the RAS. Okay. So the reticular activating system is a network of neurons in your brainstem designed to go out and find or look for a match for something that it's seen before, that your brain's seen before. For the individuals that aren't doing goal setting and goal achievement visualization processes, guided meditations, like you're going to experience with us here in a minute, so hang with us. Those that aren't doing that, we tend to go on autopilot and repeat our past. Like a client that, said, what do you want? She says, I don't want to date jerks anymore. She didn't say jerks. She said a word that started with A and ended with hole.
And we said, well, how many of these have you dated? And she said, over a dozen.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not surprised because it's in your language. And we said, what do you want instead? And she was like, I want to date a guy that's handsome. He's nice. He's kind. He's loving. He's compassionate, sympathetic.
And he cooks for me.
And he cooks for me, she said.
She goes, can I say that?
She goes, can I say that? We're like, yes. Yeah, sure. So she kept recreating jerks in her life.
Because she hadn't programmed something new into her reticular activating system. So the unconscious mind just kept pulling old movies from the past and playing that into her present and therefore her future.
So if by the way, sometimes if you're lucky, you could replace something from the past. That's good.
Sure. Yep.
Could happen.
Yep.
But the risk is that if you're not programming your reticular activating system, which is also constantly programming your future, there's the risk that all of a sudden that there's that horror movie
that gets replayed.
That gets replayed.
And you get what you get.
It's just science, folks. By the way, there's a lot of individuals in our field that get, I think, overly woo-woo with it. And that's fine. The reality is, you have to understand, is that it really is just science. There's a psychological system called pattern recognition. We're designed to go out and look for a match for something that we've experienced or seen before.
Yep.
And that's run by the reticular activating system. And so here's the deal. This is like the glitch in the matrix. We have a grand opportunity, literally, to program the reticular activating system. You can program the RAS.
With what you want to have happen, right?
With what?
With what you want.
You got it?
Program your reticular activating system with what you want.
Right. So it's a beautiful glitch in the matrix or a blessing from the heavens, or both, right? And the reality is you have this grand opportunity to be like, okay, cool, what do I want? And program it that way. And then what's going to happen is you'll actually know what it is that you're looking for when you go out there. Why? Because you've imagined it and because you've seen it before.
Yep.
The reality is the more that you're in tune with programming your RAS, the more that you're going to be able to create what you
want.
If an individual is extremely unconscious, they're actually not conscious and they're not connected with their inner self, then it literally, it blocks the possibility for that individual to connect to the collective unconscious. Yeah. To the extent somebody is more in tune with their inner self and connected to their inner self, which some people would call the unconscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. Or some would say your intuitive self or your inner self or your heart-centered brain, your heart brain or your heart-centered self. It's all one and the same, right? To the extent in which you're more, that you're not connected with all of that, you have less of a chance to be able to, be conscious of your connection with the collective unconscious and to get information and whatnot. But to the extent to which that you are connected with your inner self, then you can more easily connect with the collective unconscious.
True.
Yeah.
Yep.
Collective consciousness, also known as the collective unconscious. Carl Jung talked a lot about the collective unconscious.
So bring your goals to mind.
Bring your goals to mind.
So we talked a lot there. So it gave you a lot of time to think about what your goal is that you want to achieve. It works best when you're just focused on one specific goal, because mm-hmm. then your unconscious mind knows what you're working on. Alicia Davis says the reticular activating system is a physical system. We are about the physical system.
Yep. Yep. It is. It's a network of neurons in the brainstem. Yep. Absolutely a physical system. Yep. And though it's very much a magical system, that connects us to,
when you know how to use it.
When you know how to use it, which also Indeed. Connects you, for some individuals, they know what I mean by this, which can also connect you to spirit. But granted, spirit is in all things.
Right.
Energy is in all things. So even things that are physical in nature are also spiritual in nature. A lot of people don't understand that. So the reality is, yes, it's a physical system. 100% agree. And we can use this physical system, this network of neurons, and program it so that we can start to know what we want. Yeah, in the process, plus being able to recognize it whenever we experience it. We can't tell you the amount of individuals where they literally would, they would say, you know, something like, yeah, I want my dream job. Cool. What details are part of your dream job? And they're like, well, I don't know. Well, then how are you going to know when you find it?
Yeah, how are you going to know when you achieve it?
Same with your dream mate.
Right.
Same with your house.
Your partner or...
Same with a physical body you want.
Right.
Right?
If you don't know what it is that you want, then how will you know when you actually achieve it?
So you need to, so that the pattern recognition system will kick in, utilizing the reticular activating system, you need to have programmed something in there so you can actually recognize it when you see it.
Yep.
So many people are like chasing. They're like, oh, I'll know it when I see it. No, you won't.
You won't actually. It'll just pass you by, and you actually have achieved it, and you won't even know.
You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah.
If you've imagined it first. You ready?
That's why it's good to write your goal down. So.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So if you're driving a car right now and you want to do this, then you need to pull over somewhere safe.
Yes.
Please.
Because this is a closed eye meditation. So.
Without further ado.
Let's do it.
All right, so, and we imagine that if you were in a car, you've already by now pulled over to a safe spot, and gotten to a spot where you can close your eyes.
Yeah.
For the rest of you, kick back, relax, and get ready to close your eyes. Not yet, though. Open your eyes. Good. Now, what we'd like for you to do is we'd like for you to take a deep breath in through your nose, and out through your mouth, and as you exhale, close your eyes. And relax. Take another deep breath in through your nose, and open your eyes. And exhale.
Close your eyes.
And double your relaxation.
Just double your relaxation.
Just relax. One more time. In through your nose, and open your eyes. And exhale. Close your eyes and 10x your relaxation.
Deepen your relaxation.
Making sure you're totally relaxed. Now, what we'd like for you to do is we'd like for you to bring to mind that goal.
That goal.
Ooh.
That you want to achieve.
That's right.
Whether it's this year, what's next year, whenever it is, just bring that goal to mind.
Yeah, bring to mind the goal, and what we'd like for you to do, we'd like for you to think of that last thing that has to happen in order for you to know that you've achieved this goal.
Yeah, what's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've actually accomplished this goal?
You know, there's going to be a moment where you're like, holy cow.
I did it.
Wow, I did it. I accomplished this goal. And like that moment... That's your picture.
Yeah. Like, is it when, you know, like you get a bonus money and you see it in your account? Is it when you, you know, reunite with someone or you
whatever it
accomplish
is.
Something big for you or you achieve whatever it is that you want?
And this is so important. This is the clip in the movie where you are, like, as they say in England, like you're gobsmacked, like realizing like, oh wow, I just achieved this goal.
This is it.
Wow.
I did it.
Yeah, bring that to mind, and live it like you're doing it right now. Notice what you see around you. And if you don't see anything, then imagine what you will see around you.
Pretend what you would see
when you achieve that goal.
Accomplish the goal.
That's right, Dickens. Like when you get your pro card, that's right.
When he did get it.
Like when he did get it, that's right. Exactly. So, what we'd like for you to do is you're noticing what you see, and you see what you see, you see. We'd like for you to pump up the colors.
Make it brighter.
Make it more focused.
Make it bigger.
Yeah, make it more vibrant.
Yeah, whatever is most desired for you, just go ahead and do that right now.
Put it in Technicolor. You know, that's like bright, vibrant colors.
And if it's a still, you know, like a photograph, play with it and see if it would be more desirable as a movie.
Yeah, then now you're living in the movie.
And it's got motion.
If you want to give it motion, give it motion.
Life.
Give it movement.
Yeah.
Give it life. Give it energy.
And now notice what sounds you're hearing.
Is it someone else saying, "Oh my goodness, great job. You did it.
Congratulations.
I'm proud of you."
Woohoo!
Woo!
Or is it you?
Or do you hear your own voice externally, outside, going, "Whoa!" That's something I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah. Maybe it's with a friend or a partner, like you're doing like a high five.
And you hear that.
You like hear that.
Smack.
That smack. Right?
Whatever it is for you, just go ahead and turn that up right now, making it the most desirable for you.
Make it a desirable volume. If you want to turn it up, well,
crank it up.
Pump up the volume.
Or maybe you like it soft and quiet.
That's fine.
Whatever it is.
If you want it more crisp, that's fine. If you want it a little more distorted, that's fine. Make it perfect. Make the sounds exactly as you want it to be.
Now, notice the feelings that you feel when you accomplish this goal. And turn those feelings up to the most desired level. Turn them up to a level 10 or more.
Yep.
And just feel that feeling of accomplishment
now,
radiating throughout your body.
That's right. Feel a warmth all around you. Feel a nice warmth all around you. Feel like a radiance coming out from you. Radiating out energy, positive energy.
Maybe it's a confidence or a successful feeling.
Feel a new level of courage and strength and power.
Motivation.
You didn't even know that you had.
Excitement.
That's right.
Satisfaction.
That's right.
Fulfillment.
That's right.
Achievement.
Right.
Accomplishment.
That's right.
Yes. Turn up all those feelings to the most desired level for you.
That's right. Now, what thoughts do you have in your head? What are the thoughts in your head?
Yes.
Is it a single thought?
I did it.
Or is it a series of thoughts? Wow. Like inside.
Inside voice.
Your inside voice. That's right.
I accomplished it. Oh my gosh.
You are stoked.
I'm there. I did it.
You're so excited. Notice what thoughts are inside. Yeah. And now you're living the experience right now, fully. And now what we'd like for you to do for a moment is we'd like for you to step out of the picture or the movie of your experience having totally accomplishing this goal.
And it's okay, because you'll have it back when you achieve it.
Yes.
For now, step out.
Step out of the picture or the movie.
So you see your body in the picture.
That's right.
Or the movie. Body in the picture.
You see you accomplishing that goal. It's accomplished. Yeah. But you see yourself.
And hold on to it.
Yeah, in your mind's eye.
This image, this movie.
In your mind's eye.
And in your mind's eye, float up above now.
Float up above the present moment and float out to the future, to the moment right up above where you're going to be achieving this goal.
So go out to the specified date of when you will accomplish this goal and just float out there. Right there.
That's right.
That's right. And take this image, this movie, and just drop it right down into your future timeline.
Right there.
And it lands right there.
That's right.
And now as it's on its way down, what we'd like for you to do is breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Projecting your energy, your mana,
your
as they say in Hawaii.
Percent.
Your chi into that image as it's going and floating down into your timeline like a fallen leaf going right down into the timeline. Yeah, and in through your nose and out through your mouth. More certainty into that image.
100% certainty.
In through your nose, out through your mouth. You're injecting your certainty in it. And, keep doing it. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And with every exhale, you're injecting more certainty into that image, movie, that picture that's going down into your timeline. And what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to bring to mind how certain you are that the sun will come up tomorrow. Bring to mind how certain you are that the sun will come up tomorrow. And now that level of certainty, like you know that the sun will come up tomorrow, doesn't matter if it's clear skies or it's cloudy, the sun still comes up tomorrow. That level of certainty, that's the certainty right now that you're injecting into your picture that's falling right down into your future.
Just inject your 100% certainty into this goal right now.
That's right. Now, as you see it go right into your future, we'd like for you to notice a domino effect happen off into the future, and from that point back towards you in the present moment.
This is a reevaluation of all of the events that happen in light of this goal. So off into the future, your future gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter.
That's right.
And also notice how from that moment all the way back to now, there's a reevaluation of all of the events from then until now, just reevaluated.
Right. Now, as you're floating on your way back to now, what we'd like for you to do is in that area right between your eyebrows, which some people call the third eye, that there's a stream of energy, life force energy, that is pouring out from that area between your eyebrows, making connections with people you know and people you don't know, and support of making sure that you achieve this goal.
So just make all of these connections with people you know and people you don't know at the unconscious level. Just make all these connections.
Your unconscious mind knows how to do it. You don't need to think about it consciously.
People you don't know.
It'll just happen unconsciously.
You're just connecting.
That's right.
With people who will support you to accomplish
this
goal.
There's some that you know, some that you don't know, you know? And so you have energy coming from your source, your higher source, is flowing in through the top of your head to fill you up with energy. And at the same time, you're making connections coming directly from that area between your eyebrows known as the third eye to people you know and people you don't know to help you to achieve this goal. And you have all this energy building up inside of you, and all of a sudden what you do with your arms outstretched in front of you, you eject energy from the palms of your hand into your own future, into your own timeline, filling
it
up with energy and filling it up with light. It's okay. The energy's infinite. It's coming from the infinite source of love and healing and wisdom. And your higher source flows into the top of your head. It makes connections with people you know and you don't know from that area between your eyebrows and from your hands. It's literally just lightening up your whole future and your whole timeline.
That's right.
Future, present, and past. Just allow your unconscious mind to make all the connections at the deepest level. Just make the connections. Just make the connections. Just make the connections.
Start to make your way.
Start to make your way back to now.
Back to now. Just coming back over your timeline.
That's right.
Coming back to now. Start to move around your body, coming back into your body and come back into your body. open your eyes. How was that?
Welcome back. So, powerful process. Very powerful process.
It's already happened before it's happened.
Yeah, now it's happened before it's happened. And now it's in your reticular activating system. Yeah, in the network of neurons. Now, through pattern recognition, you don't have to worry about it. Don't think about it. It'll just happen naturally. Through pattern recognition, your unconscious mind will be out looking for a match for this thing that you've just seen before.
Yes.
That you programmed into the reticular activating system, which increases the chance of you creating what you want rather than just creating what you don't want, which is an old movie that's been on repeat. So that's what we call the create your success visualization technique. Very powerful. We love all of you, and thanks for your attention. Thanks for your time. From ours to yours, continue to master your mind power. So be more, do more, and have more. Why? Because that's what you deserve.
That's right.
See you all later. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.